You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Morena Alice.
Good morning.
Is that your Twilight voice?
Yeah, it is. I watched almost all of the... what did you do to celebrate the coronation? Oh, no, the king's... was his birthday?
I'm so confused. Shit, I've been calling it the Queen's birthday, like, all year. Not going to give up now.
I mean, truly, it's my birthday for all we know. If it's not his real birthday, then fuck it, I'm going to claim it too. Okay.
Alice's birthday weekend.
You watched Twilight on the weekend.
Well, I watched...
For the first time?
Yeah, for the first time. I just skipped that entire... I was trying to figure out, like, when did it come out? And I was like, 2008. And I was like, oh, yes, the erased years of my life. In my 20s, where it just... That time disappeared. Maybe I lived in Melbourne for a bit, nobody knows. Watch that, which was terrible. But look, in my defense, I also went to see not one but two theatre shows this weekend.
Ooh, nice.
Which is really fabulous. And
it's all about balance.
I know, you could watch some Twilight, go to some amazing theatre. I just wanted to give a shout out because the Pacific Dance Festival is on at the moment.
Yes.
Who did we have in last?
Vivian
to talk about the work that's coming up in the ASB. Oh, no. Yeah, it's at the Kiri Te Kanawa in Aotea Centre on the 16th. Mm. So I went to see Manu Malo, which is because it is a work in process. Mm. Ali'i Tapu's work. Oh my gosh, I melted.
Amazing.
I was like sobbing as soon as I walked into the theatre. You know, like the way in which that whole company activated the ASB waterfront, which is a hard space
because
it's kind of wide and it's deep. Really beautiful, beautiful work. Incredible movers, dancers. Visually, these just like images that have stuck with me, which is just like phenomenal. And it's a work that's been overseas. It's come back here. So that was my Pacific Dance Festival like opening, which was like fabulous.
That's so cool.
Then Sunday went to the Haka Party Incident, which is on at Te Pau Theatre in Henderson. First my time going to Te Pau Theatre.
Awesome.
Oh my gosh. You've got to go. You've got to see something there. Like just look online, see what's there. Haka Party Incident, it debuted at ATC last year or the year before, if I'm not mistaken.
I think maybe it was 2 years ago
now.
Yeah,
I think it was. Yeah. And that tricky kind of period. I saw an early iteration of it back in like 2018, I want to say. So it is verbatim theatre taken from the text of interviews around the period when the Haka Party incident happened, or used to happen, which was a capping event that the Engineering Society here at Auckland University used to do. So it's like looking at that event in history and through the lens of how have we changed. Extremely moving work. And I just walked home. I realized at the end of the show my fists were in balls, and I'd been like gripping my fists the whole time.
Did you have like fingernails imprinted on your palm?
And I was so hot. Like actually, even thinking about it now, I can feel my body heating up just with the ideas that it provoked. Really fabulous work. I think it might be sold out for the rest of the week.
Oh my god.
But like, please
keep an eye on that one though.
Yeah, do, because
if the ticket goes up, grab it.
Yes, it's doing a tour, so also if you are in Ōtautahi, I think it's going to be playing at the Court Theatre later on. Yeah. This week, oh my gosh, there is so much theatre on. Rhiannon McCall's The Good, The Bad and The Extremely Made Up, I think is the name of the work, is on at the Basement. Rhiannon, for those of you will know her from a bunch of things, as well as Snort Comedy, of course. The feisty redhead from Snort Comedy, as well as Heartthrobs, where she was in Slay last year. She is doing a completely improvised one-woman Western comedy.
Amazing. I was about to say, Rhiannon is the queen of improv. So
absolutely.
This is going to be really a special show to go to.
Oh, totally. And I think this is a really fun thing. Like, we discovered this when Brinley Stent did one-woman sketch comedy. You're like, but how? Well, yeah, apparently you can do it. And you're seeing it. And of course, that means doing multiple characters. It means having conversations with yourself. It means you're leaning on every single kind of theatrical convention you can in order to tell the story in real, like, you know, like moment to moment. There's no pre-planning. She gets some, I think with Ren, she's getting some suggestions from the audience to kind of kick her off. Mm. And then she's going on this Western journey,
wow,
which is just so amazing. So it opens tonight, it runs till Saturday. You absolutely have to go see it, because these are these kinds of rare performances where it's particularly if you're an artist or a comedian and you're wanting something a bit different,
yeah.
you've got to go see this stuff because it will feed the stand-up you're doing or the writing that you're doing 100%. Or performing. So Rhiannon's on. There's also another solo show,
Andrew Scammell.
Yeah, that's the one. Vincent's got the show Class 103 where he's playing a bumbling classics lecturer. Very funny. Love Vincent, very funny. He's a TOEFL Cardi graduate, also does a lot of improv with Bull Rush comedy, and is, I think this is his debut of doing his solo work, so that's very exciting. He's up in the studio, so you can actually do a double. You could go to Vincent at 6:30 upstairs and then go downstairs to Rhiannon at 8.
Oh, awesome.
I reckon a double show.
It's a great time. I always feel like once I've gone to a bit of theatre, I'm like, Where's the rest? I want to do some more,
I know.
I'm feeling cultural now. We'll really get into it.
You've got it. You've got to embrace the cultural. So, yeah, those are the two shows. Again, Pacific Dance Festival is on for this week. There are shows at Q Theatre this week, so you should absolutely go and check that out. And I think what I really am loving about the curation of the festival this year is, I mean, the question is like, well, what is a Pacific Dance Festival? Is it celebrating traditional Pacific dance? What is Pacific, have we moved beyond the terms of Pacific as a way of describing those diasporic children of the Oceania region? You know, what does it actually mean? And then what does it mean to be a Pacific practitioner in the work that you make? Does it have to be explicitly Pacific? Who makes these rules? So like, these are all the kinds of questions that are being asked, and in the festival there's a real continuum of works that sort of address that. So go and check it out. It's on for another week and a bit. I feel like next week I am going to be here, but then I'm heading over to Melbourne for APAM. So next week I'm going to talk about Rising Festival, which I'm going to, and a little bit of Dark Mofo. But anyway.
Oh, very jealous about those. That'll be very cool. But we have got amazing theatre happening here, as you've just said, and dance and all sorts of cool stuff. It feels like we've just rolled from festy into festy, and just keep going with it,
It's a festy time.
Book your tickets. It's winter. It's cold. It's awful. We've just got to do stuff to enjoy ourselves. Go and see some great theatre. Go see some great dance.
Absolutely. You have to.
And you can maybe watch Twilight on when you're relaxing.
Oh, don't. Not even ironically. Not even ironically, unfortunately.
Oh, dear. Hey, thank you so much, Alice. Have a wonderful rest of your day, and we will see you soon.
Thanks.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.